Many of you must have heard about the passing of Rab David Feinstein, Zichron Levracha. He was the son of Rab Moshe Feinstein. He was very big Talmid Chacham. He was there when his father was writing all of those tshuvas, and a lot of the tshuvas are not understood without his clarification. Rab Moshe, a lot of times, assumes certain points of information that he doesn't write. And he makes a lot of assumptions in halacha in the tshuvas. He doesn't spell everything out. It's a great loss, the passing of Rab David Feinstein. He was a very mild person. We live in a generation where many of the rabbonim are very extreme, one direction or the other. He was never extreme. It was like Rab Moshe, always calm, never took an extreme position. We should really dedicate our learning on Zecha Nishmasai. Last week, Meir Finkelstein asked the murderous Kasha on Wednesday. As he was saying the Kasha, I thought of an answer, but I had to check it up in Shulchan Aruch. On Wednesday night, I looked and I found that the next Chelek Aleph Yeredeya ends at Siman Kuf Yud Aleph. And when we learned Yeredeya, I learned Yeredeya by Rav Soloveitchik 3 times. Every other year, he used to learn Yeredeya for the students. It used to be a 2-year smicha program. So he learned Yeredeya every other year. Then it became a 3-year smicha program. He gave the shir every 3rd year. So I heard Yeredeya. I was fortunate. I heard Yeredeya 3 times from Rav Soloveitchik. So every year, he would only learn Siman. He wouldn't learn every single Siman. He would learn Siman Kufyud, and he wouldn't do Kufyud Aleph. So I looked it up on Wednesday night, next to the last shach, Chelek Aleph Yeredeya. Yeredeya Chelek Aleph ends Kuf Yud Aleph. Next to the last shach, I think it's Sivkot and Yutes, and the very last Chabaz Das on Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, have a machloikis, the Rashba and the Ramban. What is the answer to this kasha that Meir Finkelstein asked? It's a murderous kasha. So it's a fundamental machloikis, the Rashba and the Ramban, and that's a machloikis, the Shach and the Chabaz Das, which sheet to adapt la halacha. So last night I sat and I wrote out the whole thing by Riches. Maybe I'll just say briefly now, we spent a lot of time on Kavua and Ikva Yisura and Treyu Trey, different things. So I wrote up everything that we said on this topic. And maybe I'll just say briefly, I won't go into it too much. The Shach Paskins la'alocha, like the Ramban, that the only what? Let me say over the question again. If anisa de rabbanon, an anisa de rabbanon, we say sofik de rabbanon lekula. What if anisa de rabbanon fell into one of two kederis? One pot has kosher food, one has trefa food. What am I cooking trefa food in my home? I have workers who work in my factory, non-Jewish workers, and I agreed not only to pay them a salary but to give them lunch as well. So I'm not allowed to give them Isuri Hanoah. That's called Mistaka Bisuri Hanoah. If I committed myself, if I'm obligated legally to provide them with a meal, I'm going to give them Isuri Hanoah. I'm getting Hanoah from Isuri Hanoah. I'm Parechovi. I'm paying up my debt with Isuri Hanoah. That's a violation of Hanoah. But I can give them Isuri Achila. I don't have to give them glatt kosher food. I can give them Nevelas Atrefus Amuta Bahanoah. So I'm just explaining how come I have on. I have 2 pots. 1 pot I have kosher food. 1 pot I have trefa food. What I have trefa food for? I'm cooking trefa soup for the workers. Then I'm cooking kosher soup for my family. Then I poured in an isa de rabbanon into one of the 2 pots. And there's no shishim. And I don't know. I don't remember what I threw into the kosher pot or the trefa pot. So the trefa pot is trefa. So there's no shaila about that. So it's a suffix, did I throw the trefa isa de rabbanon into the kosher pot? So there's only a suffix on 1 pot, whether the kosher pot became trefa. So that's a din, a suffix de rabbanon lekula. But if the both pots are kosher, the both potato soup, one is, let's say, potato soup, and one is vegetable soup, something else, I don't know, chicken soup. And the isa de rabbanon fell into one or the other. So if you have steak deris and they're both kosher, so you can't say Sveka de Rabbon Lakula, because you know for sure that one of the 2 pots is treif. So if one of the 2 pots is treif, you just don't know which pot. That's called Ikva Yisura. So you can't just say arbitrary. That's a Taruvus of Chad Bechad. So whenever you have a nikva yisura, even according to the Rambam, who thinks that Sofik, the Raisa Luchumra itself, is only a din midirabanon, the Rambam writes that in the end of Perek Tes and Hilchas Tumas Meis, a famous Rambam, he writes it's a Dova Yadua, the Rambam is Yadua, and the Rambam writes Dova Yadua, who it's a well known fact, that's the Rambam sheet, the Sofik, the Raisa Luchumra itself is only midirabanon. We mentioned that's the first chapter, the opening chapter in the Shev Shmaitze. The first chapter, he talks about the machloikas harishainim. The Rambam's opinion is that sofik derais haluchum itself is only midirabanan, and Rashi and Tosfos hold that sofik derais haluchum is a din derais. So even according to the Rambam, that sofik derais haluchum is only midirabanan, but there is an institution of oshem talui. So why do you need a kapara if it's mutar l'chatchila? If it's a sofik deraisa l'chumra, is only a chumra midirabanan and atar it's mutar. Why do you have to bring an ashem toloi if you have a sofik if you did an avera? So the answer that's printed in the Rambam in brackets is probably not written by the Rambam. The answer is, in the Rambam they put something in parentheses because the Kesemishna quotes Yisoak Savyat that has this added. That when does the Rambam hold that Sofik deraisa luchumra is midirabanan only by chayv lavin, but by chayv krisis the Rambam agrees that Sofik deraisa luchumra midirais. The pashtus is that the Rambam does not hold like that. Someone else added this in the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam says Sofik deraisa luchumra is only midirabanan even by Shabbos and even by Arayas. Shabbos has koris and Arayas has koris. How can you say that the Rambam is masking by chayv krisis? So those who have that reading in the Rambam, they say Shabbos, the Rambam goes on Tchumen, on Shvises Behemto, not B'mashma. When you talk about Shabbos, usually you mean, the odds are the Pashtus, you mean the Lamates of his Malachas that have Kores. You're not talking about Tchumen. You're not talking about Shvises Behemto. And then you talk about Arayis. Arayis, by definition, means the Chavi Krisis. So those who have that reading in the Rambam, they say no, that when he says by Arayis, Sofik Deraisa, Luchumen Mederaisa, Sofik deraisa is only lechumer midirabanan. By araisa means chavi lavin. Chavi lavin is only midirabanan. Chavi krisa, real araisa, sofik deraisa lechumer midiraisa. And the Rambam says by araisa, sofik deraisa lechumer is only midirabanan. It means grusha lekoyen or mamzeres liyisrael. There's no kares only Allah. The simple pshat in the Rambam is not so. Pashtus in the Rambam is that even chavi krisis. He would also say that Sofik deraisa is only lechumim midirabanan. So the question begs itself, so how do you understand the institution of Hashem Taloi? Why do you need a kapara if it's a Sofik, if you ate chayla v'shuman, if it's mutam and atarotid, it's a whole isa, it's only midirabanan. So why do you need a kapara to bring an Hashem Taloi? So the Pim Gadam writes that the real answer is not the way it's printed in the Rambam, in the end of Perek Tes and Hilchos Tumas Meis in brackets. The true answer probably is that we pass on halacha that you're only chayv an ashem talui if it's chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. Means that it's ikva yisura. Ikva yisura is a different chal Hashem sofik. It's a different category of a sofik. If you have a sofik, if something is kosher a treif, so the Rambam holds that sofik, the raisa l'chumra is only midirabanan. But if you know, bevadai, there is something that's treif here, but it's a tarubis of chad b'chad, or you have tarubis of chad b'trei, then it's bottle. Is bottle berabbi. You have a tarubis of chad berad. So the pashtus is that's an ikva yisura, and there even the Rambam would agree that sofik deraisa is luchumim bederaisa. It's a different hal Hashem sofik. So the pashtus is that even if you have an isa derabanan, if it's a tarubis of chad berad, it's an ikva yisura. It's a different type of a sofik. You wouldn't say sofik derabanan lekul. So that's the pashtus pshat that you have shtei kederis, both heter. Both pots of soup are heter, and he said the rabbanon fell into one pot or the other. So one of the pots is treif, you don't know which pot. So since it's a taruvus of chad b'chad, so therefore you have to say sofik the rabbanon lechumra. If you have one pot is kosher and one pot is treif, so the treif of pot, there's no sofik. The sofik is only on one pot. On the kosher pot, there's a treif of kosher. So there's no ikve yisura. It's a sofik on one pot. But if you have a sofik on two pots, they're both kosher, and it's a suffix whether this pot became treif or that pot became treif. So vaday, one of them became treif. So you can't say, I enjoy potato soup and you enjoy chicken soup. So you'll eat the chicken soup. You say, suffix the rabbanon lekula, the isa the rabbanon fell into the potato soup. And I enjoy potato soup and I'll say, the isa the rabbanon fell into the chicken soup. You can't say that. If it's vaday that one of the two pots became treif, and you don't know which one, so that's a nikva yisura. Nikva yisura is a different chalashim subject. That's the din in that's a din of shtei kederes. So the shach says lahalacha ke haramban, it's only called a nikva yisura if the both pots belong to the same person. So when he has a suffix, whether the isa de rabbanan fell into kedera aleph or kedera beis, the latest suffix is on both. They're both his pots. The din is that areyase, we call latest hasafik means when the person becomes aware of the issue that he has a shayla on his hands. That's called reyase. In the Gemara, they call it reyase. And in Shulchan Aruch, they call it latest hasafik. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, based on Tosefta's and Yerushalmi's, that there's a din deraisa that bitl beroiv, a bitl beshishim, is only after yediyas habaylim. After the person is aware that there's an issue. Kolzman is not even aware that there's an issue. You don't say there's no bitl b'shishim and there's no bitl b'rayv. You have to have yedeos habaylim. So the shach wants the paskan la'alocha like the Ramban, that if the both pots belong to the same person, then it's a yedeos ha'taruvis. He knows the isa, the rabbanan fell into one pot or the other. So it's a latest ha'sofik by him on both pots. That's one of the two kederis became osir, and he does know whether A or B. So that's Ikva Yisura. So you can't, just like Ikva Yisura, according to the Rambam, is Safik Deraisa L'chumra, so Ikva Yisura, you can't apply Safik Derabban L'kula. Ikva Yisura is a different Chalashem Safik, different category of a Safik, and you have no right, it's a Safik Shulanita Mahachro. You can't be Mekal on that. Unless it'll be Batal Bereif, different story. So that's only if the both parts belong to the same person. But let's say one pot belongs to Reuven, one pot belongs to Shimon. So there's yedias hatarubis, but we require yedias habaylim. I don't own the other pot. If the other person will offer me to have a bowl of soup, then the shayla will be relevant to me. Because money didn't offer me, it's not my shayla. There's no yedias habaylim. I have yedias habaylim on my pot. You have yedias habaylim on your pot. So the yedias, the latest hasafik, as far as I'm concerned, there's only on my pot. As far as you're concerned, it's only on your pot. So there's only a deal on one pot. If the both pots belong to the same person, then it's called the nikva yisura. So if you have what was the other case? The shnei shvilin, four lines from the top on Yudam and Aleph, the Mishnah, if you have shnei shvilin, Reuven went on one. We know that there are two highways, and 100 years ago, they buried a mace on one of the two highways. It's 100 years ago this story happened. We already forgot which highway it happened. But the highway that buried the mace is the whole width of the highway, Rashi explains. So Reuven went on one highway, Shimon went on the other highway. So I have a shayla on my hands. Whether I'm tummy, you have a shayla on your hands, whether you're tummy. It's not called ikva yisura because one of the two became tummy. My latest hasafik is only on me, and your safik is only on you. So therefore, there is no ikva yisur over there. That's how the shach paskens la halacha. The only time you say by shtei kederes that if an isa de rabbanan fell into one of two kederes, it's an ikva yisur and you have to be machmir. That's only if the two kederes belong to the same person, belong to two different people, the whole din doesn't apply. And the Chavos Das rejects the shach and he thinks we should pasken like the Rashba, who writes explicitly that it doesn't make a difference whether the two pots, the Rashba and the Taurus Habayis, writes. He disagrees with the Ramban. Rashba was a Talmud of the Ramban, but he disagrees with the Ramban on this. He says it doesn't make a difference whether the two pots belong to the same person or not. The shaila is, when you say, Leidus HaSafik, Reyes is, Leidus HaSafik, you need Yedias HaTarubis. Yedias HaTarubis means Yedias HaBailim. Since theoretically, Reuven, who owns the other pot of soup, may invite me to have some soup, to eat his soup. So Yedias HaTarubis doesn't have to be Dafke Yedias HaBailim. If I know that there's a shayla on his soup, that's also called Yedias HaTarubis. So if I become aware that an Issa de Rabbanan fell into either my pot or his pot, it's already Yedias HaTarubis. You don't need Yedias HaBailim. In Shulchan Aruch, some of the Rishonim write, you need Yedias HaBalim. Others write, no, you need Yedias HaTarubis. No Da'a HaTarubis. So the Shach holds that you need Yedias HaBalim. If the two pots belong to two different people, there's only the satarubis on the one pot, so there is no ikra yisur. And the Chabaz Das wants to pass an halacha like the Rashba, that you don't need ideas habaylim dafke, the baylim. If you have ideas, noida hatarubis, I become aware that there's a suffix whether the Issa the Rabbanim fell into my pot or the other pot, since theoretically he may invite me, I can't steal his food, it's an Issa le-sigzol, but since theoretically we're friendly, he may invite me to eat the food. Even if we're not friendly, he may invite me to eat the food. So that's called Yedias HaTarubis. Does not necessarily have to be Yedias HaBailim. If a Nochri knows, that's irrelevant. That's not called Yedias HaTarubis. Yeah, you have to have, a Jew should know. So the Chavis Das Paschal La'alocha like the Rashba, that if I become aware that an Issa the Rabbana fell into either one part or the other, that's called Yedias HaTarubis. And therefore, it's an ikva yisura. Why? Because the isa either fell into my pot or to your pot. It's the two sfeikas are toli zebeze. But if Reuven and Shimon both went on the two different highways, you have shnei shvilin. Reuven went on one shvil, Shimon went on the other shvil. It's not that my sofik is connected with your sofik. Each is an independent sofik. So the Chavis Das quotes a Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Tumas Meis, not the same place where the Rambam is the end of Perek Tes, a different location. So there's a Mishnah Lamelech who explains this difference. By the people going on the Shnei Shvil and B'mikre, it happens to be that Reuven went on one Shvil, Shimon went on the other Shvil. But my Sofik is unrelated to your Sofik. Each one has a Sofik. I went on one of the two Shvil, and we know that one of the Shvil is Tami, one is Tor. So there's only a Sofik. I went on Shvil Aleph, so I have a suffix in my Tomei Yotohar, and he went on Shvil Beis. So that's what the Mishlei Melech distinguishes between the two. Yeah, this is a discussion also in the following case. Let's say Chometz B'Pesach is B'Mashehu. Chometz in his Harif Koidim HaPesach is not B'Mashehu. So let's say there's a Goyish owned factory that prepares food. That basically all the food, the vegetables, whatever, kosher le Pesach, and a little chametz, we know what percentage is chametz that they mix in. And I buy, and the food belongs to the Goyisha company. Goyisha company delivered the distributor of the Goyisha canned food is a Goy, and the store that I buy from, a Chol HaMoed Pesach, is a Goy. So when I buy it, that's called Yedias HaTarubis. So if the Yedias HaTarubis occurs on Pesach, it can't become bottled because Chometz B'Pesach is B'Mashehu. Or maybe I should say, since the Goyish company doesn't want to hoard all the canned goods, they manufacture, they process thousands and thousands of cans of the food. And basically, you know what the ingredients are. It's all kosher to Pesach, except for a little bit that's really bottled B'Shishim. But the tarubis occurred before Pesach. But Yedias HaTarubis, a Jew becomes aware that the Jewish people know what the ingredients are. Is that called Yedias HaTarubis before Pesach, and therefore the tarubis is bottled Koidim HaPesach? But he said, no, you need Yedias HaBailim. Calls man that the food belongs to the Goyisha company, the Goyisha distributor, and the Goyisha store. That's not called Yedias HaTarubis. So one of the Rishonim writes like that. I think... they have Kisveyad from Chachmei Anglia, Bali Atesis, who lived in England. The Jews lived in England for a while until they made a pogrom and they killed everybody. So they have Kisveyad that they printed years ago, 60 years ago, more, 70 years ago. And Rav Zevin Zechon Baruch used to write book reviews. I remember one of the book reviews that he has, he put out three, he used to print every week. He had a weekly column on Hatzofeh. HaTzofeh was the Mizrahi newspaper in America, in Eretz Yisrael. I think they closed down shop many years ago already. But they used to publish a daily. HaTzofeh used to be a daily newspaper. So every week they had a book review by Rav Zevin, Zichron Lebrach, on a new sefer that came out. And then he put together all of these beautiful book reviews in three volumes of Sofrim or Sfarim. So in one of the book reviews he has about this Balat Chuvas from the Chachmei Anglia. So this Bala Taisa says la halacha that if it's a Goyisha company and a Goyisha distributor and a Goyisha store, That's not called Yedias HaBailam. Yedias HaTarubis means Yedias HaBailam. The owner has to know that there's an issue. So the owner in a Goya doesn't count. That's not called Yedia. The Goya, it's irrelevant. So the Yedias HaTarubis only occurs on Chalamay Pesach when I find out, when I buy the food. So it's relevant to me. Up until the time that a Jew buys it, there's no Yedias HaTarubis. So since the idea of Satarub has occurred on Pesach, that's the halacha, Chometz b'Pesach is b'mashehu. And the generally accepted opinion is not so. If I'm not mistaken, in Mishnah Brura, it says not so. Even though until Chalamayt Pesach, the Tarubis of Chometz belong to a Goy, and the fact that the Goy knows that there's a Tarubis is irrelevant. That's not called idea of Satarubis. But since the Jews... since the food that the goyim processed is going to be available for sale, they don't want to keep all the thousands and thousands of cans, tens of thousands of cans. They plan to sell it to customers. Kol HaKodim Zocha. So since the Jews have a right to buy it, even though they don't buy it until Pesach, it's already called Yedias HaTaruvis before Pesach. So the chametz was bottled Kodim HaPesach. It's not called chametz but Pesach Memashu. It's called chametz Kodim HaPesach. That's a big machlokes in Yeridei. When they talk about the Noida HaTarubis, that's the Lashon of the Tosef and the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. That's a Din D'oraisa. You only say Bitl B'roiv after Yedias HaTarubis. And some Rishonim call it Yedias HaBailim, and some call it, no, Yedias HaTarubis. So that's L'chore, this fundamental machlokes between the Shach and the Chavis Das over here. The Shach holds you have to have Yedias HaBailim. And if the two pots belong to two different people, and the Issa Rabbana fell into one or the other, the din of Shteka Deris doesn't apply, and it's not called the Tarubis of Chad B'chad. It's only a Deis HaTarubis on my part. There's no later Sosofik on the other part, as far as I'm concerned. So it's only a Sosofik on one part, then the whole din of Shteka Deris L'chumer doesn't apply. Okay. Very fundamental dinim, important dinim over here. Let me just, before we start, yeah.
Is this the shaila with the milk? I know some people buy milk before Pesach, so they own it. So if there's any chametz, that it's bottled.
Right. What do you mean chametz? They're careful. They don't mix any chametz into the milk. Shaila is that years ago, they used to feed the behemoths chametz. They used to throw, there used to be a location in front of the behemoths. They used to feed the behemoths expensive food. Now they know, I don't think they do it anymore. They used to feed them kernels of grain, and they used to pour in water there to make it tasty. They made a sloppy mush of the kernels of grain with water. So the behemoths eating chametz, so that's called zebes agoyrim. The behemoth produces the milk. So yotze min ha-tohar tot. Behemoth is a kosher behemoth. If you take milk from a tray for behema, yotze min ha-tami tami. So you're not allowed to drink the milk. Here it's yotze min ha-tami umen ha-tohar. The animal is tohar, but because the animal eats non-kosher food, so that's called zebes agorim. It's not yotze min ha-tami, it's yotze min ha-tami umen ha-tohar. So there's a taz has a chumra. It's a very questionable chumra. Taz has a chumra based on a ran on the riff in Avodah Zarah, that maybe the kula we paskin zebes agorim is mutter. Maybe that kula is because it's similar to bitl, based on bitl. So since chametz bePesach is b'mashehu, there's a chumer with the rabbana. Chametz bePesach is b'mashehu, so zebes agorim should be also bePesach. So if the behemah eats chametz, if it's a goyish farm, a dairy farm, so if it's a goyish farm and they feed chametz to the cows on Pesach, and they milk the cows on the first day Pesach, and they deliver the milk within a couple of days. So you buy the milk on the last day of Chalamot Pesach and you want to drink it. So the Taz has a chumra that Zeb is a goyim, and Zeb is a goyim is based on bitl, and chametz b'Pesach is b'mashu. But if they fed the cows the chametz before Pesach, then chametz kodem ha-Pesach is bottle. So that's the shaila. Is it only if the milk belongs to a Jew already before Pesach? What if the cow is milked before Pesach? And we know that all the Jews in the country, we know that they feed chametz to the cows. We know that there's a strong chance that this milk is zebes agorim. But it doesn't belong to us. Right now it belongs to the goyisha owner of the dairy farm. So you say, because there's no yedias habailim, because it's not called yedias hataruvis, the whole issue is irrelevant for the goy. So you need yedias habailim, and yedias habailim is only when you buy it on Pesach. So then it's not bottled. That's what this Shuvas from the Chachmei Anglia, they write like that. And in Mishnah Berurah, it says not so. Mishnah Berurah says as long as the Jews are aware that the guy mixed in a little chametz, they're aware of the fact that there's an issue of Zev Zagarim. So it's called Yedias HaTaruv, it's before Pesach, so it is Batel Kodem Pesach. So that's the Chumrah. Some would insist on buying the milk before Pesach. But in Mishnah Berurah, it says La'alacha, that Lahakel, even if you didn't buy the milk till Pesach, you still say that it's Bitl Beroiv. Or Mamash HaTaruv, that's a case of Zev Zagarim. Let's say that whole Taz is very questionable. That he says that Zev Zagarim is based on Bittl. What does it have to do with Bittl? This talk around like that, but the Ran is explaining Ahava Min in the Gemara. He's not explaining the Maskanim. The Maskanim is all rejected. So the Ran quotes that Ahava Min, that Zev Zagarim is Mutar and Kola Terkula is similar. It's based on the idea of Bittl. So therefore, the Taz has a Chumrah that if you have Chametz but Pesach is Memashu, that Chametz but Pesach, you would say Zev Zagarim is Lachumrah. Because chametz b'mashu, so therefore the kula of zev zagarim shouldn't apply. Truth of the matter is, lamaskana, the Gemara rejects it. This whole pshat of the Ran that zev zagarim is based on bittul is a havamin in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. It's rejected. But that's an achinami. That's the issue. That's why some people would insist on buying all the milk that they want to use on Pesach before Pesach begins. Because you're going to buy a chalamoid, somehow that there was no yediyah sataruv, so you can't say bittul. And Zev Zagarim is based on Bittl, and there's no Bittl on Pesach. Bittl is only Kodem HaPesach. Exactly. Very good.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
According to the Rashba and the Chavetz Das, how do we read the Gemara then? Doesn't it only fit with the Shach and the Ramban?
The Shach holds that the only time you have the chumrah of shtei kederis, he said the rabbanan fell into one or the other, they're both kosher, that you have to ask of both, that's only if both belong to the same person. That's the Ramban. And the Chavetz Das paskens like the Rashba, who writes explicitly in the Torah Sabbais, it doesn't matter whether the both kederis belong to the same person or two people, that's also called yediyah sataruvis. I know that the Issa either fell into my pot or his pot. So that's one yediyah sataruv, it's on both. So the sofik is on both. So that's called the nikva yisura. It's already a nikva yisura, you can't be mekel on either. And the shach thinks, no, that if it belongs to two different people, you need yediyah sabaylam. So I only have yediyah sabaylam on one pot. So there's only a latest sofik on one pot. The other pot is not my esek. So it's a machlekes, the shach and the chavetz das, had a paskin. Whether you paskin like the Ramban or like the Rashba. The Pashtus is that that we assume that like the truth of the matter, we really assume like the Rashba. We're mekel if you buy the chometz, if you buy the from a non-Jew, Mishnah Berurah quotes, if you buy the taruves chometz bit pesach from the nochri, since we knew in advance that there's a small percentage of chometz mixed in. So it's already bottled kodem HaPesach, even though there's only yediyah sabaylam on Pesach. We assume that's called yediyah sataruvis because the Jews know that there's non-kosher ingredient. We're aware of the fact. So that's called yediyah sataruvis, even though it's not yediyah sabaylam. So the Pashtus says that, like the Chavetz Das said, not like the Shach. That's a question halacha l'maaseh. Okay.
But how does the Rashba... How does the Rashba understand the next Gemara with the Shnei Shvilim? Because wouldn't Meir's Kasha still stand?
Yeah, so that's what the Rashba holds, that it doesn't make a difference. Again. Yeah, but if they're two different people, then the suffix on the other person. I said over before, the Chavetz Das quotes the Mishnah Melech, who distinguishes between two different cases, but he applies it here. He says here, if the Issa fell into either my pot or your pot, the Toli Zebezeh. I know the Issa, the Rabbana fell into one pot or the other. So it's one Sofik on both. So then it's a latest Sofik on both together. So that's called Ikva Yisura. It's either there is an Issa, I don't know whether this, even though the other part doesn't belong to me, but it's called Yediyah HaTaruvis. You don't need Yediyah HaBalam. But if you have two people, each one walked on a different Shnei Shvilin, each one is a separate Sofik. They're unrelated to each other. It's not that my Sofik is totally on your Sofik. I have a Sofik. I went on one of two highways, and you went on the other highway. So since the two Sfeikas are not totally Zebezer, and they're two different people, so my Sofik is just on my tummy, and your Sofik, whether your tummy. They're not connected with each other. But by the Shtei Kederis, the Sofik is it this part or that part? Or that part? The two parts are connected in the nature of the Sofik. Yeah. That's a real fundamental machlokes. Major machlokes. Yeah.
Rabbi, according to the Ramban, where we still paskim the various permutations that exist by Shnei Shvilin by the case of Shtei Kederis, such as Basachas and Zachar Zeb, because the whole svara of Basachas is that it's Tamuah if they come at one point to Paskin right, both right. Kula. So that same right. svara also applies by Shtei Kederis. So would the Ramban Paskin that Lachumra if it's Basachas?
Midirabbanan, because he can have Psaka Tamuah, right? If they come to Basachas, right? If they come to Basachas, then we'll paskin that it's tied to the Sasri. So Midirabbanan, it can't give a Psak that's Tamuah Leram, can't give a Psak that's Mexico Chucha Bietlula, right? But it won't be Mikredin because of that consideration. So if it only has to Shaila on his own part, then we'll be able to say, according to the Ramban, we'll be able to say Lohokel. Right. If they come to Basachas, so then it'll be Lechumra because of the other consideration, Mexico, Chucha Bietlula, yeah. We left out one more tesis, and let me just mention, this is Halacha L'maisa, the tesis on Yudah Meralev, Chulan L'maisa Sheni Merovim Zeh B'Zeh, the fellow left, let's say he left, he had Maisa Sheni, and he's a farmer in Eretz Yisrael, he has a ton of Maisa Sheni, he's putting the Maisa Sheni onto cash. We usually makbid to use coins, we don't use paper money. Because the Pischei Tshuva in a few places in Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tshuva's Chasam Sofer, who raises a possibility that maybe paper money doesn't have the din of Kesef, maybe it has a din like Shtar. And the din is you can only be paid in Maaser Sheni onto Kesef. We mentioned the other day that there's a Braisa in Bechoras Daf Nun Aleph that there are three dinim where we require Kesef, and Shavi Kesef is not acceptable. When you get married, there are three ways to get married, Kesef, Shtar, or Bia. The Raman says, Kvar Nog Kol Yisrael HaKadosh B'Kesef, meaning by the Orthodox Jews is that you use Kedusha Kesef. Why Orthodox Jews? So we explain because by the Karaites, they don't accept the Torah Shabbal Peh. The whole mocker for Kedusha Kesef is Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. Some Rishonim say it's a Gzera Shava, some say it's a Gila Milsa B'Yama, but whatever. It's clearly Torah Shabbal Peh. It's not Mefurish in the Pasuk. So all the different groups of the Karoim never accepted Kedusha Kesef. So we want to demonstrate, those who follow the Rabbanim, we want to demonstrate that we subscribe to the Torah Shabbal Peh. So we dafke use Kedusha Kesef. But we don't even do Kedusha Kesef. We use Shavu Kesef as Kekesef. How do you know Shavu Kesef is good? So on the first daf in Kedusha, the Beis HaMeralev, on the opening Mishnah, so the Tosis and the Ramban and the Rishonim discuss, how do you know that Shavu Kesef is good? So they work hard on that. That's Torah Shabbal Peh on top of Torah Shabbal Peh. Kedusha Kesef itself is Torah Shabbal Peh, and Shavu Kesef is a Torah Shabbal Peh on top of Torah Shabbal Peh. So the Gemara says that Brisa in Bechoras Daf Nun Aleph and Kol HaTorah Kulo Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. Let's say you're making Pidyon HaBen. One of the boys from the yeshiva made a Pidyon HaBen this morning. So when you make a Pidyon HaBen, you don't necessarily have to give Kesef. Even L'chatchila, you don't have to give Kesef. The Gemara says Egel Zeh L'Pidyon B'i, Talah Zeh L'Pidyon B'i. The Gemara has in the beginning of Kedushin, you can do Shavu Kesef, Kekesef, L'chatchila. I remember I once attended a Pidyon HaBen. One of the boys who learned in my Shia went to dental school in Philadelphia. So his first child was born when he lived in Philadelphia. So we went to it was a Sunday morning. So we went to Philadelphia to participate in the Pidyon HaBen. So the Kohen was a character. So the Kohen said he doesn't want him to give him money. He wants to have a Becher. If you give him money, sometimes it's understood that you're supposed to give the money back to the father. He said, I want a becher, means he doesn't plan to give it back. He wants to save the becher for himself. That's more correct. It's not right to give him. So then we showed him have the Giris and the Gemara that it's not proper that you should give the Pidyon HaBen. So he insisted he wants a becher. So they had to spend half an hour to go to a Judaic store that was open on Sunday morning and get a becher to perform the pinyan. But it's mutar lachatchila to use shavu kesu kekesu. So the Brisa says there, in Bchoras daf nun aleph, there are only three halachas in Kol HaTorah Kula where shavu kesu is not kekesu. By kiddushin, we use a ring. By pinyan ben, you can use a becher. You can use lachatchila egelze, the pinyan b'ri. Talaze, the pinyan b'ri. By nizikin, you can pay shavu kesu also. Shavu kesev is kekesev. A bal chayv can pay shavu kesev. The three cases where we say shavu kesev lav kekesev. So one is pinyan ma'aseh sheni. That's sugyas and perik. And perik hazohav. That's what Tosfos is quoting. Perik hazohav daf mem hey. The first few dafim and perik hazohav in Bav Metzia keep on talking about that din. But tzata kesev biyadecha. That shavu kesev is no good. You have to do the pinyan ma'aseh sheni onto kesev. You can't be paid onto shavu kesev. That's a din derais. Then another din, one of the three dinim is only a din derabbanan. When you oil a regal on Pesach Shavua Sukkos, you have to purchase oil a sriyim, shalmei chagiga, dafka with kesef, and you're not supposed to use shavu kesef. So Rashi says, why not? So that's only a din midderabbanan. And Rashi tells you what it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Why did they make such a din derabbanan that you shouldn't be permitted to purchase and then the third din is when you give machzas hashekel money every year, you have to give machzas hashekel in order to purchase the karbonis tzibur. The tmidim and safim have to be purchased with machzas hashekel money. So that's a din dafke kesef. So that's a diun, whether that's a din deraisa, din derabbana. That depends on how you read the Yerushalmi and Shkolim. So Moshe Feinstein has tshuvas on this, and he writes when he left Russia. He left Russia because he ran away from the communists. Like the life was making life impossible there. He was fortunate that he was able to come to America. So he left behind his chibur on Yerushalmi. Part of it was stolen, and part of it he had to leave behind. So he bemoaned the fact he felt that was his major life's accomplishment. That he wrote a commentary on Yerushalmi. He considered the tshuvas, the Igros Moshe, those he used to shoot off 1, 2, 3. To Mincha Marv, he would write a tshuva, it was 1, 2, 3. He didn't work hard on that. Then he gave the Dibros Moshe. He prepared all week long for the shiur that he gave every Friday. He gave a pilpul shiur. So that he held that the Dibros Moshe were more valuable than the Igros Moshe. But Oyla Kulonim was his chibur on Yerushalmi. So he writes in his tshuvas, as I explained in my chibur on Yerushalmi, which I wasn't able to take with me to America, that he holds that the Yerushalmi said that's a din deraisa. Then machzal shekel you have to give that kekesef. You're not yotze with shavu kesef. So the Mishnah says that in the days of Ezra, when they came back from Bavel and they built the second base hamigdash and they had to give machzal shekel in order to fund the karbonas tzibur. So whatever the explanation is, there's a machlok, is the Rambam and the Ravid, what's the reason for this? Instead of giving silver coins, they gave golden coins, darkona shel zohav. They gave, so the Rambam gives one explanation, the Rabbi gives a historical explanation. Why? Why did they give Darkona Shel Zohav? So Moshe Feinstein says, you see from that fact, it's a pasuk in Ezra, you see from the fact that they gave golden coins, the golden coins have the din of Kesef. It's a machloikis in the first daf, in Perek HaZohav, there are two girsas. In the Babli, it's called Perek HaZohav, the Yerushalmi is called Perek HaKesef. Because the Babli has Hazov, Kainis HaKesev, Ein HaKesev, Kainis Hazov. Shalmi has the Girsa of Fakert. And the Gemara explains that Rebbe, when he was younger, held one way, and when he got older, he changed his psak. So that's two different Girsais, the Babli and the Yerushalmi. Sometimes there are major discrepancies between the Girsa and the Mishnais, between the Babli and the Yerushalmi. Usually there are minor discrepancies, which are irrelevant. But once in a while, the discrepancy is simply due to a misprint. Sefer. But once in a while, there's a major discrepancy, and it represents a machlokes hatanoim. My father, Zechana Lebracha, wrote his doctoral dissertation on that topic, on the discrepancies of the Shinui Gersos between the Mishnais and the Bavli and the Rishalmi. So this one, Perek Hazor, Perek HaKesef, that the Gemara points out, that two different Gersos, it represents a machlokes hatanoim. So what's the issue with Hazor, Koines HaKesef? So the Gemara says, Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni can only be done, that's a din derais. Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni can only be done on kesef. You can't use shavu kesef. So the question is, what if I was paid in Ma'aseh Sheni onto silver coins and I have 1,000 silver coins, and I'd rather have to schlep 1,000 coins to Yerushalayim to buy the Nasatakas Baboka Batsona Bayana Mashecha. I'd rather convert all the silver coins into golden coins. So the meaning is we don't use paper money. Like this, you take a $100 bill, you take a $1,000 bill, and sure. So the meaning is we're machmer for that, not machmer for the Chassam Sefer. There are contradictions in the tshuvas of the Chassam Sefer. So that's a question whether we really hold like that. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan has a tshuva. Not in his tshuvas, one of the rabbanim who corresponded with him printed tamtzis of all the tshuvas that he got from Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan. So this is included in that kitzah, the tamtzis. So Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan felt that even paper money is also considered legal tender. Legal tender is considered kesef. Is that considered shtar? But others are machma for this chsam sefer that paper money is considered shtar. So in common practices, you don't use paper money, you use a coin. So let's say you were paid the Maaseh Sheni onto silver coins. Now you want to switch it onto golden coins. So silver as compared to golden coins, which is more valuable? The golden coins are much more valuable than the silver coins, but the silver coins are more yotzei b'hoitzah. Let's say you have single dollar bills and you have $1,000 bills. Single dollar bills are more yotzei b'hoitzah than $1,000 bills. So golden coins, each golden coin is worth 25 times as much as a silver coin, the same weight. Gold is worth 25 times as much as silver. That's how in the days of the Gemara, that's how the relationship was. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. This is the Rebbe Bialduso and the Rebbe Bizeknuso. If you have silver coins that you use to be paid a Maaseh Sheni, now you want to be paid the silver coins onto a golden coin. So do you say a golden coin vis-a-vis a silver coin is more reason to say that it's kesef because it's more valuable? Or do you say, no, since the silver coins are more yotzei b'hoitzah than the golden coins, so the silver coin is considered kesef, and vis-a-vis the golden coin, the two in contrast to each other, only the silver coin is called the kesef, and the golden coin is called the peri. The Gemara says there, the first daf in Perek Hazov, everything in the world is divided into two categories. Either it's tiva or peri. Tiva means matbea. Either it's cash or it's a commodity. So the Gemara says when you have silver coins or golden coins, the golden coins are more valuable, so it's more choshev, but the silver coins are more yotze b'yotzah, so that's more choshev. So which one, in contrast to the other one, is considered the matbea? So the Gemara says, if the golden coin is considered more choshev because it's more valuable, then you're permitted to be paid at silver coins to switch the Kedusha Maaseh Sheni on the coin to golden coins. There's one opinion in the Gemara that you need kesef rishon. You can never switch the Kedusha from kesef rishon to kesef sheni. But we don't accept that opinion. That's in Perek Hazov. The one opinion is only ha-kesef with the hey idea. Mitzata ha-kesef bi-adecha, the kesef rishon. That cash that you use initially to be paid in Maaseh Sheni. We don't accept that sheet. We said there is kesef sheni. But the kesef sheni has to have the status of matbeya. Has to be kesef. Kesef means cash, legal tender, recognized by the government of that country where the cash is. So that's a machlokes if you have. So Rav Moshe writes in his tshuva, in the days of Ezra, when they came back and they built the Bayis Sheni, everybody gave machzis hashekel by giving golden coins. And machzis hashekel, he holds as a din d'oraisa, he daf kesef. Shavu kesef is no good. So you see the golden coins have a din of kesef. It is considered legal tender. It's recognized by the government as legal tender. The only machlokes the Gemara has about golden coins when it's golden coins vis-a-vis silver coins, which of the two is considered kesef, which is tiva, matbeya, and which is peira, commodity. But if you're just talking about golden coins, I want to be paid in Maaseh Sheni on golden coins. I want to give machzis shekel, golden coins, that everyone agrees that it's good. Golden coins are kesef and silver coins are kesef. Just a shaila, if you have golden coins, you want to switch it on to silver coins, or you have silver coins, you want to switch it on to golden coins. When you pay the on to kesef, the second thing has to be kesef, these are the first. So now, Taisus has a comment on our Gemara. Rashi has a comment on our Gemara. Our Gemara presented a machlekes Rebbe Nachachamim. A person left $10 of cash in coins. And it's Maaseh Sheni, he left it in the drawer. He comes back the next day, he finds $20 worth of coins. So he only left $10. So should you assume that $10 worth of coins that he left, someone must have walked off with it, and the $20 that's there, this is all chulin. Someone else put it. You don't know that it's Maaser Sheni, so you should assume it's all chulin. Or should you assume the $20 that you find in cash, 10 of the $20 is shtel of chazaka. I left $10 worth of coins in the top drawer. I come back tomorrow morning, I find $20 of coins, and 10 of the $20 is Maaser Sheni. The other 10 of the $20 is chulin. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Nachman. So what do you do if you hold chulin and Maaser Sheni meurovim ze bezeh? How do you deal with it? So Rashi says, take another $10. You only have $10 of Maaser Sheni, but you don't know which $10 is Maaser Sheni. It's all together. Which $10 is chulin? So Rashi says, take another $10 worth of coins and say, whichever coins are the Maaser Sheni, I want to be paid to them onto this $10 worth of coins. So Tosis comments on Rashi. Why did Rashi have to say, take a different, you have $20 worth of silver coins, let's say. Why does he say, take another $10 of silver coins to be paid and say, the Maaser Sheni b'chamok m'shehu, whichever 10 coins add up to the $10 of Maaser Sheni, it should be nifta on this $10. Why did Rashi have to go so far? Let him just say, from the $20 that's there in the drawer, take out $10 of the $20 and say, those of the 10 coins, of the $10 worth of coins of Maaser Sheni, if those coins that are Maaser Sheni is tov, and those that are not Maaser Sheni, they're chulin, and they're, let's say it's 5 and 5, or I took out 10 out of the 20. So the 10, maybe it's 9 and 1, maybe it's 1 and 9, you don't know what, maybe everything is chulin, maybe everything is Maaser Sheni. So I say, those that are Maaser Sheni are Maaser Sheni. Those that are not Maaser Sheni, I want to use them to be paid the Maaser Sheni Shabbat. The Maaser Sheni is all the taruvus. They have 20 coins. 10 of the 20 is Maaser Sheni. So Tosfos just points out, why did Rashi have to say, take a different 10 coins and be paid to the Maaser Sheni Mokhamok M'shehu, and the 10 coins, take 10 from the 20 and say, Shai, that's Tosfos' comment. And then the last two lines in Tosfos, they say, V'rivo Hiksha, the Pirish Rashi, there are two girsas. If you look up the Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Memheim and Aleph, Rashi there points out there are two girsas. So according to one girsa in the Gemara, it can only be paid the Maaser Sheni Kesef Rishon onto Kesef Sheni if they're two different kinds of coins. If they're both Tiva Ativa, Lo Mechalalina, if they're both silver coins or they're both golden coins, you have to be paid the Pere onto Tiva. You have to be, the thing that you paid the onto has to be a Matbeya. But if they're both Matbeya, then Rashi has a girsa there that you can't be paid. You can't be paid the matbeya amatbeya, unless one is gold, one is silver. And the second one, the one onto which you're being paid there, is the one that has the same matbeya in contrast to the first one. That was the machlokes, Rebbe Bialdusa, Rebbe Biziknusai, which one is considered matbeya in contrast to the other, whether the silver coins are more matbeya than the golden coins because they're more yotze behoitzor, or the golden coins are more matbeya because they're more valuable. So that was the machlokes. But if they're both the exact same matbeya, then Rashi's girsa there is that you can't be paid. So Tosfos says, "Vivor hiksha the pirish Rashi." According to Rashi's girsa, that you can't be paid as sloim as sloim, silver coins on silver coins are the same. So what do you do? Our Rashi over here contradicts that. Halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? Maisa mechol yoim in Eretz Yisrael, everybody's paid the same coins on the same coins. What they do is like this. This is Yadua from the Chazon Ish. It's called Pruta Chamura. The Chazon Ish developed a patent, a solution to a problem that's called Pruta Chamura. It goes like this. The din is, in Hegdish, there are two dinim. Hegdish Shavamana Shechilal Shavaputa Mechulon, Hegdish Shavaputa Shechilal Shavamana Mechulon. Let's say the Hegdish is worth $1,000 and I want to be paid on a pruta. So the din is, Eino noila Hegdeshis, l'chatchil, it's not right to cheat Hegdish. What, you're giving only a pruta instead of giving $100,000? Let's say the Hegdish, someone donated to Hegdish a mansion. Mansion is worth $20 million. So bizman hazeh, what are you going to do? The mansion is worth Hegdish. The mansion is Hegdish. Someone's going to be violent. So if it would be Bizman HaMikdash, the Gizbo would auction off the mansion to the highest bidder. And then he would take the money, and the money would be used for Berek HaBayis purposes to fix up the Beis HaMikdash. Or if he's magdish the mansion, the korbanos, he says he's magdish it ledomav, the money should go to purchasing shlomim. The money should go to purchase oilos. Okay. Whatever he says, he wants the money for the mansion when they auction it off to the highest bidder. He wants the money to go to Berek HaBayis, so they use it for painting the Beis HaMikdash and fixing up the structure. If he wants it to be Kedushas Damim LaMizbeach, so they auction off to the highest bidder. They use the money to buy karbonis. But let's say Bizman is there, that there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's no Gizba to auction it off. So that someone donated a $20 million mansion, someone for sure is going to violate the Issur Milah BeHekdesh. Someone's going to be nana with it. The first couple of years, no one will use it. But then ultimately, everyone's going to die till the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Someone's going to violate Milah. So the Gemara recommends that you should be paid to the Hekdesh. You're the one who is Magdash it, so you'll be paid to the Hekdesh. So you're going to be paid to the Hekdesh onto $20 million. What are you going to do with the $20 million? The $20 million is also banos. You're going to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. You're going to destroy it. The Gemara says, Bizman Hazeh, since there's no Pseid at the Hekdesh, because Hekdesh doesn't stand to gain anything by me being paid at the $20 million home, mansion, on cash, $20 million, then throwing it into the Yam HaMelech. So the Gemara says, you should be paid on $5 and throw the $5 into the Yam HaMelech. Okay. Bizman HaMikdash, there's an Issa to cheat Hekdesh. Bizman HaZeh, there's no Pseid at the Hekdesh. There's no Issa to cheat Hekdesh. Yeah, but there's no correspondence. What do you mean? I'm giving $5, but the house is worth $20 million. So the Gemara says, Ein Oinoa LaHekdesh, Din of Oinoa, that if you pay too much, you pay too little, there's no correspondence between the amount that you paid and the value of the object. So that din of Oinoa doesn't apply to Hekdesh. So the din of Oinoa, the Hekdesh goes in both directions. Hekdesh shav mana, Hekdesh worth $100,000, shechilal shav pruta, Hekdesh shav pruta, shechilal shav mana. Let's say the Hekdesh shav is only magdish a cookie, the cookie is only worth a pruta, and I give $100,000 for the cookie. So the din in Hekdesh is it goes in both directions. The Rambam quotes on Yerushalmi. Hekdesh shav mana, shechilal shav pruta, Hekdesh shav pruta, shechilal shav mana. What's the story with Maaser Sheni? What do we do with Maaser Sheni today? And whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael, whatever food grows is Tevel. You have to be Mafish Trumas and Maasers. If you're not going to be Mafish Trumas and Maasers, it's an Issa Tevel. You're not allowed to eat it. So you have to be Mafish Maaser Sheni. What are you going to do with the Maaser Sheni? You have to eat Maaser Sheni be Yerushalayim, B'Kedusha V'Tahara. So Bizman HaZeh, everybody's Tomei. So Tomei is not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. And the Maaser Sheni is probably going to be tummy. This tummy, if they washed it off, if they rinsed it, let's say you have apples, oranges, whatever. If they rinsed it off, so it has Hechsher Mashkim. If you have Oichlam that never had any Hechsher Mashkim, so it's not Mekabel Tumah. If the Oichlam had Hechsher, if it was rinsed off with one of the Zayin Mashkim, rinsed off with water, then it'll be Hechsher Lekabel Tumah. Everybody in the world is tummy. The women go to Mikveh, they remove the Tumas, your ledus removes the tumas nida, or tumas ziba, but it doesn't remove the tumas meis. All the women went to a funeral at some time or another, so everybody's tummy tumas meis. So the pasuk says, there's a 7-year cycle that leads up to Shemitah. So Eret Pesach of the 4th year and Eret Pesach of the 7th year, there's a mitzvah of vidui meisa. The farmer should say, "Biyarti Hakodesh Ben Abayis v'gam desatim lalei v'lager lios v'almana." He has to recite, "Biyarti Hakodesh Ben Abayis." So the so we say in the Vida Maisa, we say, "Lo biyarti mimana betame." I did not consume. That's part of what the farmer recites. Biyat al kodesh ben abayis. I gave away all the truma gedola, my sirish and my sasheni. It says lo biyatim imana betomei. I did not eat the my sasheni in a state of tuma. The Gemara understands lo biyatim imana betomei whether I am tomei tuma saguf or the my sasheni is tomei tuma saperis. Either case, it's usa to eat my sasheni. To bizman hazeh, you can't eat my sasheni. You have to be mafresh my sasheni in order to remove the Issa Tevel and any food that's royal achilas Sodom. It's only Michael Behema, so it's not Chayiv in Shumas and Mises. If it's Roy Lachilas Adam, then it's Tevel. And in order to remove the Issa Tevel, you have to be Mafish all the Mises. So you have to be Mafish Mises Sheni. But then you can't bring the Mises Sheni to Rishalayim and eat it because of three reasons. Number one, we are Tomei. Number two, the Mises Sheni is Tomei. And the Pasuk says, I didn't consume the Mises Sheni and the state of Tumah, whether I am Tomei or the Peres are Tomei. And then number three, the Gemara learns that Makis and Zvachim, the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, can only eat Mises Sheni and Yerushalayim, Mizbanche Mizbech Bonui. Today, unfortunately, there's no Mizbech Bonui. So you can't eat the Mises Sheni for a third reason. There's no Mizbech Bonui. So what do you do with the Mises Sheni? You mafresh hundreds of thousands of dollars of Mises Sheni in Eretz, or the millions of dollars of produce in Eretz. So what do you do with all the Mises Sheni? So they pay the all the Mises Sheni onto Pruta, and they throw the Pruta into the Yam HaMelech. Yeah, but you're going to throw hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars going into the Yam HaMelech. So the Rambam has a machloikis with the Ge'onim, and he says, we're not paid the Bishavio. You don't have to give the full value. Just like Heg the Shavu Manush Chilal Shavu Pruta Mechulal, just like whenever there's no pseida to Heg the Shitzigmar in the end of Erchen, person was Magdish this mansion that's worth $20 million, someone's going to violate the Issa Meila Behegdish if you leave it like this. So the Mansha Besamigdish Ayakayim, the Gizbo would auction it off to the highest bidder and use the money for Berak HaBayis, for fixing up the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, or using the money for the purpose of buying carbonus. But whatever the person said when he designated the mansion as Hekdash, it was Imagdashid the Berak HaBayis, or was it Imagdashid the Kedusha's Damim Lamizbech? They bring carbonus oila, they bring the carbonus shlamim. So that's Bizman HaMikdash, they auction up. Today, what are you going to do with the money? So you're going to throw it into the Yam HaMelech, you can't use it. So the Rambam says, just like by Hegdish, Bismana said, there's no pseida to Hegdish. So we allow you to be paid, you give a $5 coin. Don't give $20 million to be paid at the mansion that's worth $20 million. Give $5. Mara said, it's not nice to give a pruta. You give $5. Midirabbanan. Menatar, you can give a pruta. Hegdish Avamana. So the Rambam writes that this din, Hegdish Avamana, carries over to Maisa Sheni also. And he disagrees with the Gaonim. Some of the Gaonim held, no, you have to be paid the Bishavya. You have to give the full value. How did the Rambam know that this din of Hegdash Avaman and Shechelel Shavu Pruta ain't on all the Hegdashes? Chesim kamim kalam isecha, konam alim isecha, al tonu ishes reyeyu. So he learned lam isecha, but all the Hegdash. That the whole din of Ainoa doesn't apply to Hegdash. And it doesn't go on the Yisra Ainoa. Yisra Ainoa does apply if you say that the Hegdash. The Yisra Ainoa does apply to Hegdash. Bismanazet is no Israel Noah. So what does it mean? The Hegdish is exempt from Ainoah means the penalty of Ainoah, the knas of Ainoah, that even B'Yevet, the pidyon is the Mechira is not valid because it's Yesem Ishtu, it's Batal Mecca. So that din doesn't apply to Hegdish. So that Rabbi, din. Yes.
By the Rambam, I don't understand what would have been the Hefsid Bismana Mikdash by Meister Sheni. Who's losing out?
No, Bismana Mikdash. Maisa Sheni, like this, you would have to eat $20 million worth of Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, and you would bring it, and you have to distribute it to all the people in Yerushalayim. Everyone should go to Mikveh and eat it, and you're only giving $5 worth of Maisa Sheni. See, cheating Maisa Sheni institution, it would have had many more people eating the Maisa Sheni. Bismanazah, nobody can eat it anyway. So they don't say that to the Maisa Sheni. So Bismanazah, we're paid on $5. We give a pruta. How did the Rambam know that din by Heg, the Shein and all the Hegdashes carries over to Maisa Sheni? Who says it's a din la misecha? Who says that it applies to Maisa Sheni? So the Bir Hagra writes in Yeridei Simen Shin Lamed Aleph. There's one long simen has all the din of Matrumas and Maisas Bisman Hazeh, all the mitzvahs HaTliyas Ba'aretz. So the Bir Hagra writes over there, this depends on the Machalik Zameh Rebuta, whether Maisa Sheni Mamma Gavoya, Maisa Sheni Mamma Bailam. So since it's a machleg zameh Rabbi Yudah. Usually, whenever there's a machleg zameh Rabbi Yudah, usually we pass on like Rabbi Yudah. We'll have to discuss it maybe today a little later. Usually we avoid passing like Rabbi Yudah. The Gemara says in the end of the second parak in Kedushin, this is an exception to the rule. And this machleg zameh Rabbi Yudah, we have stam and mishnayis that we pass on like Rabbi Meir. The ma'aseh sheni mama gavoya. So just like by Hegdish, we say ein ano ala hegdashes in both directions. Hegdash Avamana Shechelal Shavu Pruta, Hegdash Avamana shave putter, shchilal shave manam mechulam, in either direction. So that should really carry over to Maisa Sheni also. So that's why the Raman paskins that Bizmana say you can be paid there on you can't be paid on a shove pruta, pidyon hegdish can be on shove kesef. But Maisa Sheni can only be paid on kesef. He can't use shove kesef. So Maisa Sheni, they didn't be hegdish. Maisa Sheni shove the money. Shechila al pruta, not al shove pruta. Chila al pruta would be mechula. Does it work in both directions also? Let's say the Maisa Sheni is only worth $1 worth of Maisa Sheni, and I give $1,000. To be paid the $1 worth of Maisa Sheni. So that the Rambam quotes Yerushalmi doesn't work in both directions. Doesn't work in both directions. But again, the Bir Agro writes in Shin Lamed Aleph, how did the Rambam know to disagree with the Goyim? That is Manazer. Hegdash the Din of Vena and all the Hegdashes carries over to Maisa Sheni. So he writes, the Bir Agro writes, because we pasca Maisa Sheni Mama Gavoya, so it's Dina Ke Hegdash. So the Netziv has a commentary on the Shiltis that he wrote as a teenager. And he writes, Dibri Hagra, he has an interesting expression. Dibri Hagra, Ein Atzich M'chizuk. We don't have to defend the Vilna Gaon, but the Vilna Gaon said it. It's probably correct. But he says, it happens that it's an explicit Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has the whole thing. The Gra didn't quote it. That because Maisa Sheni, Mama Gavaya, so therefore Maisa Sheni has the same din, Abena Noela Hegdashes. Mama Gavaya means I treat it like Hegdash. I treat Maisa Sheni like Hegdash. So does it have the din in both directions? So that's a Beferish Rambam. No. In Hegdish, so the Chazanish explains this word. In Hegdish, you can give donations to Hegdish. Hegdish is a tax-deductible institution that accepts donations. So if you want to give Hegdish of a pruta, you want to give $100,000 instead of a pruta, since Hegdish can accept donations, so you can give $100,000 to be paid as Shavu pruta of Hegdish, to be motzi l'chulin. But Maisa Sheni can't accept donations. It's not an institution that accepts donations. If you have Maisa Sheni Peiris and you pay to them, so you have to give the value. If you cheat Maisa Sheni, give Maisa Sheni Shoda $100,000 and you give a pruta, so that direction we say, Eino Noel Hegdashis, Maisa Sheni is Dino Ke Hegdash. But in the other direction, if the Maisa Sheni is only worth a pruta and you give $100,000, it's not Teifis everything. It's only Teifis, the small amount. So there's a Gemara in Perek HaZohav. The Gemara says in Perek HaZohav, let's say you buy a bottle of soda in Eretz Yisrael. And the soda has all kinds of artificial flavoring that's not chayv in Trumas and Mises. It has a little bit of flavoring. I have a bottle of soda and has a little, and let's say it doesn't have a hashgacha. So they're not, The Rabbanut, no organization, no kashrus organization, supervises the Issa Tevel. Maybe the ingredients in the soda Tevel. So he's supposed to be mafrish to Megdola, Maisarish, and Maisarsheni. So let's say that Maisarsheni, that you're mafrish, is so insignificant, it's worth less than a shavu pruta. The Maisarsheni shabo in the bottle of soda. Now everything costs a fortune, so maybe even the Maisarsheni shabo will be worth a shavu pruta. But I remember when I first went there, it's the first time, a bottle of soda would be 10 cents for a whole little bottle of soda. And the Maisa Sheni Shedbo would be less than a Shavu Pruta. So the Gemara says you can't be paid there. You can't be paid in Maisa Sheni on less than a Shavu Pruta. That's the Mishnah in the end of Perek HaZov. Chomish Pruta say. The Mishnah says there are five dinim that depend on a Shavu Pruta. Pidyon Maisa Sheni is one of them. Pidyon Hegdash is one of them. It can't be paid in Maisa Sheni on less than a Shavu Pruta. So let's say the Maisa Sheni Shabo is only worth less than a Shavu Pruta. So you can't be paid there. So you're stuck. So the Gemara says, no. Take a coin. Take a shekel coin that has many Prutas in it. Take a coin that has a lot of Prutas in it. Use that coin for the purpose of being paid there some Maisa Sheni. That's worth a pruta. So this big coin that has 100 prutas in it, so you were paid there one pruta's worth of that coin you used to be paid as some Maisa Sheni. Then now if I have a bottle of soda and the Maisa Sheni Shabo is worth less than a Shavu Pruta, then the Gemara says it's legitimate, it's acceptable. It can be paid the Maisa Sheni Shabo on less than a Shavu Pruta in the big coin. Because the Bitcoin already has a Shavu Pruta's worth of Maisa Sheni. So if you'll add a tenth of a Pruta, for the Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, the Kohen has more than a Shavuot Pruta. It started off with having more than a Shavuot Pruta. So that's what the Chazon Ish pointed out. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, the chief rabbi, he came before Rav Kook passed away. Rav Kook passed away in 1935. When Rav Soloveitchik was a candidate for the Rabbonis in Tel Aviv, he went to Eretz Yisrael for Shavuos, and he stayed for a while. And that was when Rav Kook was on his deathbed in the hospital. So he went to visit him in the hospital. He died on Gimel Elul. That's when Rav Soloveitchik visited Eretz Yisrael. His daughter, Rav Soloveitchik's daughter, was born when he was in Eretz Yisrael. The daughter who married Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zilchan Lebrach. So she was born that year. And his mother was in America, Rav Soloveitchik's mother. And she wanted that they should name the baby Gittel after her mother. And Rav Soloveitchik said, who says the baby's going to be a good baby? Why should you give a name Gittel, Tova? Maybe the baby won't be a good baby. So they didn't give a name till weeks later when he finally came back to America. I don't think he went, I don't know. I don't think he went by plane. I think he went by boat. Go by boat takes forever. So he stayed in Eretz Yisrael for a long time. And then when he came back to America, his mother won anyway. So they named the baby Tova. That's what she wanted. They should name the baby after her mother. So when the Chazon Ish came to Eretz Yisrael, Rav Kook was still alive. Chazon Ish came way before the war. So he was there. So he corresponded with Rav Kook. He wrote him a letter and he said, there's an Eitzah. This is of a favorite Shigamar and Perek Azov. There's an Eitzah had to be paid the Maaseh Sheni She'ein Bo Shavuot Pruta. Be paid the Maaseh Sheni and be paid some valuable amount of Maaseh Sheni that's worth more than a Shavuot Pruta. Be paid it on a Bitcoin that has many Prutas in it. So be paid the, you can't be paid the Maaseh Sheni on less than a Shavuot Pruta. That's the mission at the end of Azov. Chomish Pruta saying, there are five dinim that depend on a Pruta. When you Kaddish and Isha, you need a Pruta. When you buy Karka, when you paid the Maaseh Sheni, what else? Shavua Einish Boim Apochus M'Shavuot Pruta. Shavuos Erechod, you have to have a Shavuot Pruta. Whole bunch of dinim that depend on a Shavuot Pruta. So, but the Gemara explains on that Mishnah, Chamish Pruta saying, if you have a Bitcoin that has 100 Prutas, 1,000 Prutas in it, and you use one Pruta of that coin to be paid an amount of Maaseh Sheni, then you're able to be paid a Maaseh Sheni She'ein Bo Shavuot Pruta. Even though your pidyon today is on less than a Shavuot Pruta, but the coin already has a Shavuot Pruta that's worth a Maaseh Sheni. The Gemara has a chiddush that it works. A big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. Rabbi Chanan is quoted in the Shiurim as having said, he asked Rabbi Chaim, would the same din apply to pidyon hegdish? Also like that. If you use the big coin and you apply the hegdish on a Shavuot Pruta's worth of the coin, and then you want to be paid a hegdish ein bo Shavuot Pruta. He'll also say like that. So he said Rabbi Chaim thought maybe it's not the same. Maybe pidyon hegdish it wouldn't work. Only pidyon maaseh sheni would work. Maybe they're not identical when you get to this din. I'll call upon him. That's what the Gemara says, that it's possible to be paid a maaseh sheni on less than the Shavuot Pruta, if the value of the maaseh sheni is less than the Shavuot Pruta, if the coin already has the Shavuot Pruta's worth of maaseh sheni in it. So the Chazon Ish has in his sefer the following patent. A person is going to live in Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to have a bottle of soda, he's going to have sometimes the maaseh sheni is so insignificant, the value of the maaseh sheni is less than the Shavuot Pruta. So he has to have a big matbeya, and he should know for sure that it was once paid the maaseh sheni, a Shavuot Pruta's worth of this coin, and that maaseh sheni, then you can use that coin to be paid many times over. How many times can you use it? As much Shabbos as you have in the coin. But then let's say the coin is a $10 piece, so it has many Prutas in it. Let's say for argument's sake, years ago the Pruta used to be less than a penny. Now it's more than a penny. It depends on the value of the price of silver, the value of silver, and that particular day, that particular generation. So let's say I have a coin which I used 10,000 times, and it's already all used up. All the Prutas in the coin were already used up for the purpose of pidyon maaseh sheni. So then the Chazon Ish says a chiddush, you don't have to start with a new coin and be paid in maaseh sheni, a choshev maaseh sheni, a choshev Prutas worth. Take this coin that has 10,000 Prutas in it and say, I want to transfer all the kedushas maaseh sheni shebo on another coin, which is kula chulin. I want to transfer everything on one Pruta in this coin. chutz mishavuputa shabo. The original shavuputa's worth of maisisheni, that's a Chazon Ish coined that expression. Chazon Ish formulated that expression. You used, originally you had a big coin, a $10 coin, and you used it to be paid a shavuputa's worth of real maisisheni, a dogon tirish v'yitzar. All the other maisisheni on Paris and Yerokas is a lower level. So you should use the big matbea, the $10 coin, first to be paid in Maaseh Sheni. That's the strongest level of Maaseh Sheni you can have, Dogon Tirish V'Yitzah. So then when you used up the whole coin, used up all the 10,000 prutas worth of Maaseh Sheni, the coin, then you want to switch. So say, I want to be paid everything except for the pruta chamura shabo. The original shabu pruta's worth that I used in this big coin, the $10 coin, to be paid in Maaseh Sheni. I want that to remain Kodesh. I want to be paid the $99 and the 99 cents of Maaseh Sheni's worth on the next coin. And then when this coin will be used up, but I already used it 10,000 times for 10,000 Shavuputas worth, then I can switch the Kedusha back to the other coin, because Hegda Shavuman Shechilal Shavuputa Mechulo. You can always, so you can go back and forth. So Lamaisa, you take two coins, exactly the same two coins. So according to Rashi's Girsa and Perek HaZohar, the Rashi says there are two Girsas, and the Rivo is not happy with Rashi's Girsa. According to Rashi's Girsa, that's not acceptable, because they're both exactly the same thing. It's Tiva Tiva. Tiva Tiva Lai Mechal Alina. Has to be that the first one has to be Peire. The thing that is switching the Kedusha onto has to be a Tiva. It can't switch from Tiva to Peire. You can't switch from Tiva to Tiva. The Gemara says you can switch from one Mabea to the other. Yeah, if the second one is gold and the first one is silver, the first one is gold and the second one is silver, depending, the second one has to be more Tiva than the first one. So that was Machlokes Rebbe's opinion, the Aldusa Bizeknuso, whether the golden coin vis-a-vis the silver coin, which one of them is called the Tiva, which one is called the Peri. But if they're exactly the same, then they're both Tiva Tiva. So Rashi's gear says that you can't be paid. So the Rebbe says, you see, Rashi over here contradicts what he wrote over there. And Tosfos thinks that the Girsa is incorrect. Yeah. The Girsa of Rashi there, that Tiva Tiva Loi Mechal Alinon, is incorrect. So one of the Bali and Tosfos, I forgot which one on our daf, either the Rabbeinu Peretz or the Tosfos Shantz, I think it's the Rabbeinu Peretz, makes a suggestion that maybe Tiva Tiva Mechal Alinon, if they're both silver, they're both gold, Rashi holds he can't be paid, and Agamara, Rashi learns he can't be paid. Maybe they're from two different kings. If there's some shinoi, the one coin was minted when David HaMelech was the king. The other coin was minted when Shlomo HaMelech was king. They're both gold, or they're both silver, but it's minted by different governments. It has a different picture on it. So if they're different matbeas, if one is an American coin, one is an Israeli coin, so that's a question. It's only considered legal tender if it's recognized by the government. The Shach writes in Hilchas Ribis that this is one of the cases where everybody agrees Dina the Malchus Adina. There's a Machlokes in the end of Chashmish, but exactly how far does Dina the Malchus Adina go? The government has a right to levy taxes. Well, do they have a right to invent a new tax, or is it only old traditional taxes that they always had? So the different opinions, how far Dina the Malchus Adina goes. But if the government makes laws, do we have to follow the government laws, or do we follow our own laws, the Din HaTorah? So the Shach writes in Hilchos Ribis, but this for sure everyone agrees. It's only considered Tiva Kesef, as opposed to Shava Kesef, it's only considered Mabea, if it's recognized as legal tender by the government of that country. We follow the Girsa Sarayvid, not we said last week. The Girsa Sarambam is problematic. So the Chazon Ish says we pass on like the Rayvid. It's only considered Mabea if it's recognized as legal tender in that country where the Matbea happens to be located now. If I'm not mistaken, there's a Beis Din in Manchester, England. They give Hashgachas, and they have a British coin. They live in England, so they have a British coin, and they give everybody in the whole wide world, all Orthodox Jews, they give them permission to use their Pruta Chamura for the purpose of being paid in Maaseh Sheni wherever you are, but you have to notify them in advance. You have to call them up and tell them, or send them an email, and then after 5 minutes, you can use their coin for the purpose of Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, because they have to know, keep a record, how many times was the coin used for the purpose of Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, so that when it's all full already, it's all full of all the Shavuot Prutas, then they'll switch the Kedusha to the other coin. So our common practice is that we don't follow that Rashi and Hazov. We follow the Chazon Ish says that's a standard procedure. It's based on Rishonim, the Rashi and Mishnayos. We follow the procedure. You can have two exact same coins, and you can. And I used it for Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni 10,000 times, and it's all full of Kedushin Ma'aser Sheni. Then I can say, I want to be paid all of the money onto the other coin. The Seichel dictates the Chazon Ish says you shouldn't do that. You should be paid everything except the original Pruta Chamura Shebo. So that's why people call it the Pruta Chamura, because that's the lashon that the Chazon Ish coined. There was a big Talmid Chacham who lived here in Brownsville, in New York City, Rav Moshe Rosen, and he wrote Svarim mainly on Kochim. He has a Chulin also, but mainly on Kochim. It's called Nezer HaKodesh. So it's written like talking to a chavrusa. He has kashas, gives answers, and maybe this, maybe that. It's not written like essays. It's written like two chavrusas talking to each other. So he was a mechutin of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. So he used to correspond with Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. He used to send him a Shana Tov every year. And he was a rabbi in Europe when the Chazon Ish first got married. Chazon Ish moved into his community. So they used to learn together. And the first sefer that he printed, I think, the Nezer HaKodesh, was on Chulin. So I think the Chazon Ish helped them write it and print it. So the Chazon Ish changed a couple of things there. Whatever he didn't like, so he convinced Rav Moshe Rosen he should change it. Moshe Rosen was older than him. So, but then the rest of the Svarim, he's on his own. The Nezer HaKodesh is on his own. So he has the following Chiddush in his sefer. And whenever he put out a new sefer, he would send a copy to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, his mechutin, he has a chiddush. When do you say, Heg the Shabbat Manash, Chilal Shabbat put the mechulo, if you have a ton of peiros, I have a ton of oranges, I have a ton, thousands of bushels of grain, dog and tirish, yitzah, whatever, bananas, cucumbers, tomatoes, whatever. So you can be paid of that, even though it's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, the Ma'aser Sheni, you can be paid on a Shabbat put. It's even mutar l'chatchila to cheat the Ma'aser Sheni, because it's no pseidim. Ma'aser Sheni is not losing anything, because ben kovakov, what are you going to do with all the money? Going to throw into the Yam HaMelech, going to destroy it. So there's no pseidim in the Ma'aser Sheni, so we do it l'chatchila. So he writes, by medvar ma'amurim, he writes a chiddush, if you have the peiros. So peiros al shavet kesef. So shavet kesef, in some countries it'll be more valuable than in other countries. It fluctuates. The value depends on the time of the year, the season of the year, and the country, the location. Ein lehekdesh al mekom v'shaito. How much is anything worth? Kamahu shavalim kabashuk. How much would sell for in the marketplace? It depends what's the shabbos today. Bosa makam, bosa zman. How much would the tomatoes sell for today? I'm in New York City and I have my sasheni of tomatoes. So how much would the tomatoes sell for today in New York? So that's the shabbos. So the din is, even though the tomatoes are worth $100,000 worth of tomatoes on my sasheni, you can be paid on a shabbat puta. Why? Because the value of tomatoes can fluctuate. Well, what if I have a coin and the coin is a $10 coin, if there is such a thing, because we don't use paper money. We only use, the meaning is we're machmir for that issue that the Chassam Sofer raised. Maybe paper money doesn't have a din of kesef. Maybe it has a din. Nobody holds that it's only called kesef if it's silver coins. That for sure is not correct. Kesef means legal tender. But the Chassam Sofer has a chiddush that it can't be paper money for some reason or another. That's a question why. So the Nezer HaKodesh has a suggestion. If you have a coin, so Madbeya always had, we know how much it's worth. The government declared it's legal tender. This coin is worth $10. So you can't say, for my purposes, I consider the coin is only worth a pruta, and I'm paid all of the $10 worth of Ma'aser Sheni on a pruta in the other coin. No, a Madbeya, the value of the Madbeya doesn't fluctuate. Madbeya has the value, whatever the government assigns the value. That's what the value is, al pidin. Moshe has a tshuva about that, where he shows if our emphasis is kasha, based on this assumption that Mabeya always has the value that the government assigns to it. It doesn't fluctuate in the value. Doesn't fluctuate in the value. Mabeya always has the value that the government says. So he has this chiddush that if you have a coin that has $10 worth of Ma'aser Sheni, you can't be paid $10 worth of Ma'aser Sheni on a coin. on another coin and only a pruta of the other coin. You can only say Hegdu Shabbaman and Shechilo Shabbaputa if the Maisa Sheni is a Peira. If it's Peiris, because Peiris can fluctuate in value, but the Mabir doesn't fluctuate. So Absurd Pesach Frank sends him back a letter. Thank you very much for the new Sefer and Hoshana Tova. He always sent him Hoshana Tova. He used to send the Chazon Ish also Hoshana Tova. So the Chazon Ish always answered, thank you very much. I wish you also Hoshana Tova. Nothing, he didn't carry on any conversation with him. So Absurd Pesach Frank says, I looked a little bit in your latest Sefer and you have this Chiddush. It's a very interesting idea, but you should know that the common practice is not so, based on the Rasha Mishnayis, that you can't take two coins exactly the same, and one of them has $10 worth, full $10 worth of Maaser Sheni, and we put down a pruta in the next coin. It's an interesting idea that you said, but the common practice is not so. Lamaya said that is the common practice, that the people have, like the Chazon Ish recommended. You have two coins, and one of them you use to be paid a Maaser Sheni, or a pruta's worth of Dogen Tirush V'Yitzar. That's real Maaser Sheni, Mochosh of a Maaser Sheni. When Trumas and Maises would be their Isa, we assume that Trumas and Maises is only the Rabbanon, even Dogen Tirush V'Yitzar. That's how the Ramah Paskins, like the Rambam. But when Bizman Bais Rishon, when Trumas and Maises was their Isa, then the Ramah Paskins, like the Tosfos, that only Dogen Tirush V'Yitzar is their Isa. So the common practice is you go to a Beis Din in Yerushalayim and you ask them for a pruta chamura. So they'll give you a big coin that has $10 worth, and one they already use one pruta of the $10 worth to be paid as some real Maaser Sheni that's mochomer, real Maaser Sheni of Dogen Tirush V'Yitzar. So then you can use the rest of that big $10 coin to be paid other Maaser Shenis, even if the Maaser Sheni you want to be paid is less than the Shavu Pruta, based on that Gemara in Perek Azov. That's what the Chazon Ish corresponded with Rav Kook. He just pointed out it's a Beferish Gemara. Okay.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Question. So he said if the Maaser Sheni itself is worth less than a Shavar Pruta, so then you can redeem it on a coin that already has a Shavar Pruta on it.
Yeah.
Maaser Sheni is more than a Shavar Pruta. Are you still allowed to do that or no? Then you have to be poded on at least a Shavar Pruta.
Speaking, I think you can, but the practice is that you Shavar Pruta. The practice is that they're poded on a Shavar Pruta. They could have gotten away with a tenth of a Pruta also, because at the end of the day, it's going to have the coin has already a Shavar Pruta's worth. You're right. Yeah. Logically, you're right. You should be able to do a billion times on the Matbeya. But the meaning is that whenever the Maaser Sheni is worth a pruta more, so they always use a pruta in the coin. And if it's worth less than a Shavar Pruta, then they follow that Gemara. I don't know why. Yeah. Why not use it a billion times? I don't know. But that's the meaning. Okay. I thought I'll start the Mishnah. Maybe I'll just start. I have to end Shiva a little bit early today. So the beginning of Kol Shos, the Gemara says, the simple reading of the Mishnah, Lema Masis and Daloik Reb Yudah. There is a Machleg Zameh Reb Yudah. Is there a time period, Shoah Hamishis, that the Chometz is also Bachele Muta Bahanoah, and Shoah Shishis is also Bachele Bahanoah? Or no? There is no Shoah Hamishis. Shoah Hamishis is Muta Bachele. Shoah Shishis is Muta Bachele Bahanoah. So that's Machleg Zameh Reb Yudah. So we usually assume Stam Mishnah Rav Meir. Usually Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir, but then it's going to come out Stam. But we also assume Halachic is Stam Mishnah. The Gemara says Rabbi Yechanan had different Talmidim. So some of the Talmidim claimed the name Rabbi Yechanan, Halachic is Stam Mishnah, and other Talmidim said he never said it. But we usually assume Halachic is Stam Mishnah. So over here we know we pass like Rabbi Yudah. Rav Meir, Rabbi Yudah, Halachic, Rabbi Yudah. That's a Gemara in Erevin in the first Perek. The Gemara says, in the days of the Tanoim would develop the halacha and they would say what the din is and they would give the explanation. And Rab Meir was very open-minded and he would explain why you can say like this, why you can say like that. He would say also what the din is, but he would spend an awful lot of time explaining the both tzedodim, the both possibilities. And in the days of the Tanoim, the Talmidim didn't like that kind of ishia. They wanted lasuket shmaitza libe de hilchas, psak halacha, what's the maskana? So in the next generation, when they were voting how to paskin, So Reb Meir lost all the Talmidim. So the next generation, when they were voting, the overwhelming majority of the Talmidim voted like their Rebbe, like Reb Yudah. So that's why usually Reb Meir, Reb Yudah, Halachic Reb Yudah. Reb Meir, Reb Yosef, Halachic Reb Yosef. Whenever Reb Meir disagrees with someone else, We rarely paskan like Rav Meir. Halachic Rav Meir big gezei roisof. When Rav Meir makes a gzeira, so the Tanoim, the Chachomim, the Tanoim felt he had a good chush to know how to make a gzeira. So whenever there's a machlokes Tanoim, Rav Meir and others regarding a gzeira, halachic Rav Meir big gzei roisof. That's what Tosis has a famous comment. Halachic Rav Meir big gzei roisof, velo biknas roisof. Not if he makes a knas, then it's not necessarily. So that's what the Gemara raises an issue over here. The Mishnah sounds like it's going like Rav Meir, which would be acceptable. Stam Mishnah is like Rav Meir. Yeah, but this is not acceptable because we usually some halachic kistam Mishnah. And here we pass like Rav Yudah. We don't pass like Rav Meir. So the Gemara said, this Mishnah is the loika halacha anyway. It's the loika Meir, the loika Rav Yudah. The Gemara says what it means is, calls man that the Kohanim are permitted to eat the truma, namely B'shoch HaMishis, then the Israelim are permitted to get hanor from the regular chametz. So the Gemara said the Mishnah is not taking a stand like Rav Meir. We pass on like Rav Yudah. Okay, easy enough. Lineta, tomorrow we'll continue with the second parak. Second parak, the main sugya starts on Chaf Aleph from base, goes on and on and on for a few blot Gemara, but the sugya of Yisuri hanor, which is Yisuri Achila Arosa b'hanor, and which are not, and what kind of hanor is us, and what kind of hanor is mut. Okay. I apologize, I have to end a little early, but the night of tomorrow will continue.